So this week, I wanted to try something a little different. On this episode, I wanted to recap some of the highlights from the first few episodes. I envision this will take 5-10 minutes max, and I'll just quickly run through the first couple. So from Dr. Bricker, my very first conversation, some of the key highlights and takeaways from that is employers actually have way more control over healthcare spend than you might think. Employers can and should be driving the healthcare conversation with the help of their benefit advisors. Companies like Compass and their member advocates are tremendously valuable when the members actually use them. So please educate your teams on them. Use the resources you've got. There is innovation happening. It's just taking a lot longer than some people might like. There's companies like Simple Pay and ACAP Health that are doing some very interesting things. You should also be tailoring your benefits to your workforce and your target demographic there. It should be utilized as an asset and not just an expense. If you're not getting that help from your benefit advisor, I would seek help elsewhere. From Mike Sanborn of Baylor Scott & White. Integration in healthcare is happening. It's a natural evolution. Don't fight it. There is value there for not only the employee, but employers. Price transparency is coming. There are a ton of resources out there like Healthcare Blue Book and GoodRx that aim to empower the employee. And direct contracting. This one was really interesting to me. I didn't realize they did this. They're obviously very big here in DFW, and employers can go to them even if they're 2 to 50 or much larger. That process does take anywhere from 6 to 9 months, maybe even a year on average. So don't expect that to happen overnight. For my conversation with Lanny, I took away a couple things there. Running a restaurant is very hard. I would be terrible at it. It's even harder to stay relevant. Blending a concept, the environment, the purpose into a cohesive mission is critical for success in owning a restaurant or running a modern day business. I think there was a lot to take away there. So give it a listen if you haven't already. Food has a very large impact on our health and shouldn't be overlooked. It's equally as important as working out. Eating pizza and cheeseburgers all day is not going to be good for your overall health. No big surprise there. From my conversation last week with Walter, absolutely, culture drives profits or holds them back. I'd say that's one of the most important lessons from the episode. If you're ignoring the culture of your organization, it's going to hurt your performance, people, profits, retention, and your best performers might be going somewhere else, especially if it's a millennial workforce. His biggest piece of advice for any executive was to get out of your office and spend time with your people. Don't just stay in your office all day. So what is experience marketing and what his company Encore Live is doing? It's essentially tapping into the idea that millennials want to go on a journey. They want to create their own destiny. If you want to attract and retain that type of workforce, you've got to take them on that journey. You've got to get out of your office. You have to have a strong culture that they can tap into. Some good examples here in DFW are Fort Capital, where we've recorded a ton of these episodes, PMG Marketing, TM Advertising out of Dallas, I believe, and nationally was WeWork. I just wanted to say a quick thanks for everyone that has tuned in so far. I'm about a month into this. I'm starting to figure out what I'm doing, so I appreciate those that have given Healthy Conversations a listen. We've got some great guests coming up in July and August. We're just getting started. See you next week.